Good morning.
Good morning, Elaine. It's Betty.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm in the midst of getting ready to run out the door, so I thought I'd just pop on for a couple minutes and see what's going on.
Okay. I just received my prevention magazine yesterday. Do you ever get to see that magazine?
No,
They have a little homemade recipe for hand sanitizer that I thought I'd like to try making.
Oh, that sounds.
Yeah, it only has 4 ingredients. So.
Well, you want to wait until more people come on, maybe, and then give it?
Well, or I can give it to you now if you're going to be off on your way.
That would be great.
I can give it then later.
Has arrived.
Good morning. Anybody on this thing?
Good morning, Anita.
Good morning, Elaine.
Betty's on, too. And I was just going to give this homemade recipe for hand sanitizer. It only has 4 ingredients.
That sounds good.
Okay. I'll give it now, and then if somebody wants it later, I'll give it again. It takes 1/2 cup.
Has arrived.
Aloe vera gel.
Okay, somebody else came on. You missed part of that, or we missed part of that.
Okay. 1/2 cup pure aloe vera gel. And then 1 1/2 teaspoon witch hazel. 15 drops. Tea tree oil, 5 drops lavender essential oil.
How many drops is that?
5.
5.
And it's just called hand sanitizer. It's from the Prevention magazine.
Okay.
So I hope I can find all the ingredients.
Elaine, I missed the recipe. Do you want to send it to me and I'll send it down?
Sure. Uh-huh.
Okay. You have my email address.
Yes. I will.
Okay. Were you on yesterday for the tip about deodorant?
Yes.
Okay.
That sounds interesting.
Yes. Is it just the two of you on?
Betty's on.
Good.
I'm getting ready to get out the door, so I'm kind of on mute just with.
Okay.
Are any of you watching The Doctors this year?
I kind of switching back and forth between them and Dr. Oz since they put them both on at the same time, so I'm missing some.
That's a bummer. I was watching last night the one from, I think it was Wednesday. They have really bumped it up a notch or two this year. They had Travis on alone with other doctors. And the title of the show, I think, was something like Secrets Doctors Don't Tell You. And the third leading cause of death in the country is medical mistakes.
Wow.
I'm taking more notes on this program than I think I have on the doctors ever. And I will go over my notes on Tuesday. I think it's that important to go over it with you because it's pretty shaking information.
Mm.
So if you get a chance, I think it's certainly worthwhile watching.
Yeah.
Well, since Betty is working, I was going to say MIA, but she's really not. Anybody have anything to discuss? I mean, if there's nothing earth-shaking, we could actually enjoy the day and move on. I'm loving this weather we're having.
Yeah, it's nice here, too. Is it supposed to get hot again today? I think so, but...
Yeah, you're much warmer than we are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're going to be in the 80s.
We're going to be in the low 70s, which is just fine for me. I'd love to bottle it and just sprinkle it around every day.
Yeah, my husband's complaining because we need rain again.
I noticed Marty turned the sprinkler on this morning. I said, you did? He said, when's the last time we had rain? All of a sudden he's complaining we haven't had rain again. He said the garden is still going, so he turned it on.
Yeah, my husband's been bringing in peppers and tomatoes and few okra pods yet this morning, so.
You have a longer season than we do.
Yeah.
We're winding down.
So, well, he keeps saying our garden's about shot, but then he keeps bringing stuff in anyway, so.
It'd be nice to be able to reap your stuff for so long.
Yeah.
Anybody have any questions or thoughts?
No.
I wasn't really prepared to do anything today. Well, I don't know. Anybody? I mean, we can go either way. If you want, I can go look up some stuff to talk about or move on.
Well, I'd vote for moving on. I've got class reunion today and tomorrow at Heston College, so.
Have fun.
Yeah, that's fine with me if we call it a day.
Okay. Well, have a good weekend, guys. Enjoy whatever weather you have, I guess. I get really wrapped up in this kind of weather. They're saying we're going to have an early fall, which means the leaves are turning already.
Yeah.
Well, you have a good weekend, too.
Yeah, and we'll be back on Monday and see what that brings us.
Yeah. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Thanks.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.